from KQED.
Well, throughout the United States and California yesterday, restaurants closed their doors as part of a protest called A Day Without Immigrants. This was to protest President Trump's immigration policies. KPCC's Ben Bergman reports from Los Angeles.
I stopped by the Nickel Diner in downtown L.A. at lunchtime yesterday. It would normally be bustling, but the doors were locked and the lights were off. There was a banner hanging from the front that read, "We are all immigrants." It's hard to get precise numbers on how many restaurants participated, but they ranged from five high-end establishments in Washington, D.C., owned by celebrity chef Jose Andres, to the Papalote Taquerias in San Francisco, to seven restaurants owned by George Abu Daoud here in L.A.
Now, everyone knows in the restaurant industry, we operate on the thinnest of margins, and there's certainly going to be an economic loss. As a business decision, obviously it's not the greatest, but from a perspective of human rights, I think it's the right thing to do.
At another L.A. restaurant, Hatchet Hall, close to half the workers are immigrants. Co-owner Jonathan Strader says that made closing for the day an easy decision, even though he hates losing the business.
In the long run, the morale of the staff and the everybody unified together is way more important than one night of sales.
And if he had stayed open, Strader says he's not sure enough employees would have showed up to keep things running smoothly. For the California Report, I'm Ben Bergman in Los Angeles.